Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Canada. Falun Dafa practitioners displayed informative banners in front of the Consulate General of China in the city of Calgary on April 24th this year to commemorate the anniversary of the April 25th, 1999 peaceful appeal when practitioners in China assembled in Beijing to nonviolently appeal for their legal right to practice their faith. At this year's rally, a practitioner read a statement from the Falun Dafa Association of Canada that said in part, 27 years ago, 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners stood together in Beijing, quiet and peaceful, calling for the protection of their fundamental right to freedom of belief. Their courage remains a model of peaceful petitioning. The statement continued, what began as hopeful citizen participation ultimately resulted in nearly three decades of persecution. For 27 years, practitioners in China have been demonized, discriminated against, unlawfully arrested, tortured, murdered, and even had their organs harvested while they were alive. For 27 years, the CCP has carried out a comprehensive transnational repression against the Falun Dafa community in Canada, including hate propaganda, surveillance, intimidation, harassment, attacks, cyber attacks, and threats against practitioners' families in China. The transnational repression has escalated drastically in the past 2 years, combining disinformation, legal warfare, and bogus bomb threats. The statement concluded, this anniversary is not only the time to reflect, but also a call to action. Freedom of belief is a universal human right that transcends national borders, politics, and ideology. The Falun Dafa Association of Canada urged the Canadian government to stop all transnational repression activities carried out by the CCP on Canadian soil. Other commemorative rallies took place in Canada within days of April 25th in the cities of Vancouver, Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto, as well as in Edmonton on April 17th.
Switzerland. As members of the Geneva City Council entered the hall for a scheduled meeting on April 21st, some paused before a vibrant display next to the entrance. Falun Dafa practitioners meditated beneath the iconic arcades of Geneva's Old Town area. Nearby, a petition table and several informational banners were set up, drawing the attention of passing tourists, with some occasionally stopping to ask questions. Senator Mauro Poggia expressed his support and said he understands the significance of April 25th. He said, "Unfortunately, many tragedies unfolding around the world today have diverted public attention, causing people to overlook what's happening in China, and increasingly in other places as well. I believe we must never forget. We have a responsibility to remember and to stand with all practitioners who continue to endure the persecution and remain steadfast in their beliefs, including those who tragically have lost their lives as a result. We stand with you and we support you."
Australia. Practitioners held an event at Brisbane Square in Queensland on April 18th to commemorate the 27th anniversary of the April 25th appeal. Passers-by watched as practitioners did the exercises, and many signed a petition to help end the persecution in China. One person said the April 25th appeal was a shining example of nonviolent resistance. Similar activities took place in the cities of Adelaide, Canberra, and Sydney throughout the month of April. Many people expressed their support for the Chinese people's pursuit of freedom of belief and speech. In Perth, passing drivers slowed down to read the banners. Some rolled down their windows and gave practitioners a thumbs up. One driver got out of his car to show his support. During an April 25th demonstration in the city of Fremantle, supporters stepped forward to hold informative banners along with practitioners.
Japan. To mark the 27th anniversary of the 1999 April 25th appeal in Beijing, Falun Dafa practitioners held a series of peaceful protests in front of the Chinese embassy and consulates in the cities of Tokyo, Osaka, Fukuoka, Nagoya, and Sapporo, from April 21st to April 25th. They protested the CCP's persecution and urged people to help end the persecution. Mr. Zhu participated in the event in Nagoya on April 25th this year. He remembered that some media sources outside China noted Falun Dafa practitioners' calm and peaceful demeanor during their appeal in Beijing 27 years ago. He was not a practitioner when the appeal was held, but took up the practice years later in Japan. Mr. Zhu said, "In an authoritarian state, particularly in the wake of the Tiananmen Square protests in June of 1989, just a decade earlier, China witnessed a peaceful and rational petitioning activity on such a massive scale that they offered the international community a glimpse of hope for China. This event stood in stark contrast to the brutal repression and persecution of righteous faiths subsequently unleashed by the Chinese Communist government and draws a clear and distinct line between good and evil."
Canada. The Canadian premiere of NTD-TV's new documentary Unbroken, The Untold Story of Shen Yun took place at Hotel X Toronto on April 22nd. The event featured a red carpet reception, a screening of the documentary, and a Q&A session with Shen Yun artists and the film's producer. The premiere also drew acclaim and support from elected officials and attendees. Among them was Member of Parliament Melissa Lantzman, who sent a letter welcoming the film, which showcases the profound cultural impact of Shen Yun. She wrote, "Despite aggression, threats, and challenges, you continue to fearlessly spread your message, doing what you know to be right, even in the face of unprecedented difficulties. The screening of this film stands as a celebration of the excellence, courage, and enduring spirit of your community." Ms. Lantzman thanked Shen Yun for embodying the values we cherish and for its devotion to freedom, democracy, and liberal values through thick and thin, through fire and water.
South Korea. The South Korean Falun Dafa Association held a press conference in front of the Chinese embassy in Seoul and the Chinese consulates in Busan, Gwangju, and Jeju on April 24th. Practitioners commemorated the 27th anniversary of the April 25th appeal in Beijing and protested the Chinese diplomats' interference in South Korea's internal affairs and interference with Shen Yun performances. Dr. Wu, secretary of the South Korean Falun Dafa Association, said that according to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, diplomats should not interfere with the internal affairs of their host country. He urged Chinese diplomats to stop interfering with Shen Yun. He called on South Korean government officials to conduct complete investigations of any abuse of diplomatic privileges and to exert pressures on the CCP regime and local agencies to prevent them from interfering with Shen Yun performances.
United Kingdom. UK practitioners held a grand parade and press conference in downtown London on April 25th. They called upon the International Society to help stop the CCP's decades-long brutal persecution. The activities gained support from many UK members of Parliament. They criticized the CCP for its human rights abuses and expressed serious concern regarding the recent escalation of transnational repression. Among them was a letter from the Member of Parliament Furyal Clark that reads in part, "I am particularly concerned by reports of intimidation and hostility linked to foreign state actors taking place on UK soil. Any attempt by a foreign state to coerce, intimidate, harass, or harm individuals in the UK is considered a threat to our national security and sovereignty and will not be tolerated."
United States. Community members gathered at the Lyric Theater in Blacksburg, Virginia for a screening of the award-winning documentary State Organs on April 23rd. The viewing was followed by a panel discussion that brought a human dimension to one of the world's least understood forms of human trafficking, forced organ harvesting. The event combined the documentary, expert analysis, and firsthand testimony to shed light on the alleged abuses that have increasingly drawn international concern. A 2024 report from the U.S. Department of State described trafficking for the purpose of organ removal as one of the least reported and least understood forms of human trafficking. Organizers said that while such crimes are often associated with vulnerable regions like North Africa and the Middle East, growing evidence points to the systemic targeting of prisoners of conscience.
Singapore. Falun Dafa practitioners in Singapore held a commemorative event at Hong Lim Park on April 16th to mark the 27th anniversary of the April 25th peaceful appeal. The event drew people of different ages and ethnic backgrounds to learn about the practice and the ongoing persecution. People stopped to view paintings from the Art of Jinshan Ren exhibition, which were on display along the park walkway as part of the event. They talked with practitioners, reflected on the meanings behind the artworks, and learned about the CCP's persecution of belief. Some said that the paintings emitted a kind of energy, while others said they felt distressed to hear about the persecution. Jeremy, a Singaporean in his 30s, showed great interest in the painting Teaching the Fa. A practitioner told him about Falun Dafa and invited him to attend a free 9-day class. She also told him that the Falun Dafa Association in Singapore is a legally registered organization and told him about the brutal persecution in China. Many Chinese passers-by said they were deeply moved by the practitioner's event in Singapore. They said that such a scene could never be seen in today's China, and they took informational materials to learn more about Falun Dafa.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A 65-year-old woman in Wuhan City completed an 8-year prison term in April, only to be taken directly to a brainwashing center afterward. Ms. Hao Mila's family arrived at the women's prison early that morning, eager to pick her up, but upon entering, they saw her seated in a car owned by the local brainwashing center. Nearly 20 people from the prison, the brainwashing center, and Ms. Hao's local street committee surrounded her family, preventing them from getting close to her. They claimed that they were following the higher-ups' orders to take her to the brainwashing center. After over 30 minutes of a standoff, Ms. Hao was driven away by the brainwashing center personnel. Ms. Hao's ordeal began in 2018 when she was arrested with her sister, Ms. Hao Ai La, and her brother-in-law, Mr. Hong Wei Sheng, all for practicing Falun Gong. The two sisters were each sentenced to 8 years, and Mr. Hong received a 10-year term.
A 94-year-old man in Heilongjiang Province has been sent to prison to serve a 3-year sentence for his faith in Falun Gong, despite being incapacitated. Mr. Xu Jin was admitted to prison last month to serve a 3-year term given in 2021. His case began when both he and his wife, Ms. Wang Chunyun, were arrested for hanging up banners with information about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong. Although the couple was released on bail hours later, they were each sentenced to 3 years and fined. To avoid incarceration, the couple went into hiding, but continued to face police harassment. Ms. Wang passed away on September 16, 2025, at the age of 86, after suffering severe mental distress. Mr. Xu's health continued to deteriorate. He became bedridden and incontinent. Despite this, a judge repeatedly attempted to incarcerate him and eventually succeeded with a court document, which said that he had decided to not allow Mr. Xu to serve time outside of prison because his physical exam results from a hospital failed to establish that he was indeed incapacitated.
Ms. Huang Jiangui, an 83-year-old woman from Guangdong Province, became incapacitated while serving a 5-year prison term for practicing Falun Gong, yet authorities still required her to complete the full term. She was in good health prior to her arrest in 2018, however, she developed various symptoms and suffered from vision loss and insomnia due to the abuse she suffered in prison. She became bedridden early last year, but prison authorities refused to release her on medical parole. After her sentence ended, her local street committee took her home, but left her without proper care, despite her condition. Ms. Huang's husband died in 2019, 2 months after their daughter, Ms. Chen Pingjen, was arrested for also practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Chen was later sentenced to 5 years, and her family was never informed of her place of detention. Although her term was expected to end in August of 2024, her whereabouts still remain unknown.
A married couple in Shenyang City were arrested for their faith in Falun Gong. While the wife was released on bail 37 days later, the husband remains in custody. Mr. Li Rongxin, 71, and his wife, Ms. Guo Liji, were at home early this year when police officers forcibly entered their home after the couple refused to open the door. The police spent the next 3 hours raiding the home, confiscating the couple's Falun Gong books, printer, radio, and memory cards. Mr. Li remains detained. Despite pressure from the guards, he he has refused to write statements renouncing his faith. Before practicing Falun Gong, Ms. Guo suffered from poor health and relied heavily on her husband. After they began the practice, both experienced significant health improvements.
Falun Dafa practitioners in Europe commemorate the 1999 Peaceful Appeal. Practitioners in the Netherlands held activities at the Chinese Embassy in The Hague, as well as the country's House of Representatives on April 23rd to mark the 27th anniversary of the Beijing Appeal. They, with all Falun Dafa practitioners across the globe, called for an end to the persecution. In Stockholm, Sweden, a rally at the Chinese Embassy and an event beside the Parliament building in the center of Stockholm took place on April 25th to clarify the truth. Practitioners held activities on April 20th in Paris, France, to commemorate the Peaceful Appeal. In Dublin, Ireland, practitioners held a rally on April 25th. They introduced Falun Dafa to the public and raised awareness of the CCP's brutalities. One passerby named Mary thanked the practitioners for telling people about the ongoing persecution in China. She read an article about the persecution in a magazine published by an international human rights organization. She also talked with practitioners and learned about the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting. Mary condemned the brutality and said, "I'm horrified, horrified that Western governments, which say they're into human rights, can actually associate with a government like China and do business with them while their people die. And I think what's most terrific is the practitioners who are doing something peaceful, yet they're getting killed for it in a most awful way." A Falun Dafa event in Poland was held in Warsaw on April 25th, with activities attracting the attention of many. Practitioner Monica shared, "This day has exceptional meaning for me. I have seen the spirit and exemplary values continue until today from 27 years ago. All practitioners face defaming propaganda by the Chinese Communist Party and the cold attitude of people due to misunderstandings. As a practitioner, I feel deeply that safeguarding Dafa is our honor and responsibility." Practitioners also held similar activities on April 20th in Paris, France, in Brussels, Belgium on April 22nd, and in Dublin, Ireland, and the German cities of Dortmund, Munich, and Berlin on April 25th.
Falun Dafa practitioners in the U.S. joined a worldwide commemoration of the 1999 appeal. On April 25th, practitioners in the greater New York area held a grand march and rally in downtown Flushing, home to New York City's largest Chinese community, to commemorate the 27th anniversary of the Peaceful Appeal. As the resounding music of Tian Guo Marching Band filled the streets with powerful drum beats, people stopped to watch, and some took out their phones to take photos. After the march, practitioners held a rally next to the Flushing Library, during which community leaders and other speakers gave speeches. They expressed their support for practitioners and praised their efforts to expose the persecution. Chinese teacher Ming Zhou De made a special trip to show his support. He believes the April 25th appeal in 1999 was a starting point for the awakening of the Chinese people. Due to the event's great significance for China, he feels that future generations will definitely commemorate what happened on April 25, 1999. Duh said, "Like a rare glimmer of light in the darkness, the Peaceful Appeal in 1999 rekindled hope in the hearts of many Chinese people. The crimes that the CCP has committed against the people are countless and intolerable. Therefore, I strongly support the righteous actions of Falun Gong practitioners." A Chinese man named Liu Siyang, who used to work in the head office of a bank in Beijing, recently came to the United States from China. He said that he was amazed by the practitioners' march. Mr. Liu said, "I think that opposing the persecution should not only be done by Falun Gong practitioners, but all Chinese people should oppose this persecution. This is because it is a persecution of the entire Chinese nation, Chinese traditional culture, and justice and conscience. I believe that people should stand up together and resist the CCP's persecution of the Chinese people, including the people of the world." Falun Dafa practitioners held a rally on Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas on April 25th. Some Chinese residents and students renounced the CCP and its affiliated organizations during the event. Mr. Yin said he used a software program to get around the CCP's information censorship when he was in China, and he learned about the persecution. He renounced the Communist Youth League and Young Pioneers and also signed a petition to help end the persecution. Practitioners held a rally in Chicago, Illinois, in front of the Chinese consulate on April 25th. They did the exercises, talked with passersby about the benefits of practicing Falun Dafa, told them how the CCP persecutes the spiritual discipline, and held a signature drive calling on the U.S. Senate to pass the Falun Gong Protection Act. Former Chinese human rights lawyer Yo Fei Zhu was interviewed at a rally in front of the Los Angeles City Hall in California on April 23rd. He said of the 1999 event, "The April 25th appeal and the practice of Falun Gong are all legal, and there is nothing against the law. Petitioning is a right conferred upon the Chinese people by the Constitution, namely the freedom of citizens to engage in speech, assembly, procession, and demonstration." Poet Jiang Ping Chao spoke at the rally and called the appeal of over 10,000 people in Beijing in 1999 a truly meaningful resurgence in faith that the Chinese people experienced for the first time. Mr. Jiang said, "Although the CCP continues persecuting Falun Gong, practitioners remain kind and continue raising awareness about this brutality. I express deep admiration for Master Li and all Falun Gong practitioners." Commemorative events also took place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania's Chinatown on April 26th and in front of the Chinese consulate in California's San Francisco Bay Area on April 24th.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.